This is In the News in VOA Special English. This week, the World Health Organization released its first country-by-country look at environmental health risks. These include pollution, dangers in the workplace, and ultraviolet radiation from the sun. They also include risks like noise, unsafe agricultural methods, climate change, and people's behavior. The report says making environmental conditions healthier could prevent 13 million deaths each year. Research on close to 200 countries found that the worst affected include Angola, Burkina Faso, Mali, and Afghanistan. The study found that two major environmental risks cause more than 10% of the deaths in 23 countries. These risks are unsafe water and indoor air pollution from burning wood, coal, or animal waste for fuel. Poor countries suffer the most from environmental health risks. They lose about 20 times more healthy years of life per person per year than wealthy countries, the WHO says. But it says even countries with better environmental conditions could still reduce disease rates by almost one-sixth. In some poor countries, environmental improvements could cut disease rates by more than a third. The main victims of environmentally related diseases are children under age 5. For example, the report says they represent 3/4 of the deaths from diarrhea and lung infections. WHO official Suzanne Weber-Mosdorf says the study is a first step toward helping national decision-makers to set goals for preventive action. But the findings show there is a lot individuals could do to reduce death rates. Among suggestions given are using cleaner fuels like gas or electricity, as well as using better cooking devices, improving airflow, and keeping children away from smoke could also prevent many lung infections. And lives could be saved with household water treatment and safe storage. The country profiles of environmental burden of disease can be found online at who.int, or click on the direct link at our website, voaspecialenglish.com. Before we go, we want to update you on our report 2 weeks ago when we talked about the definition of genocide. We discussed the violence in Darfur in western Sudan and the efforts to deploy a large peacekeeping force. This week, Sudan accepted the joint proposals of the African Union and the United Nations for a so-called hybrid operation. The African Union announced the news at a meeting in the Ethiopian capital, Addis Ababa. AU officials said the force would be made up of around 18,000 troops and an additional 3,700 police officers. But in Washington, a State Department spokesman said it was not yet clear if Sudan will accept non-African troops. If Sudan does not, it would mean rejection of the plan, he said, since African nations will likely not be able to provide the full number of troops. 7,000 African Union peacekeepers are already in Darfur. And that's In the News in VOA Special English, written by Brianna Blake. I'm Steve Ember.